하늘로 예고했고 예고하고 있었고 아멘.
This past year, we've learned a lot about limitations and our limits. With COVID-19, we learned a lot that we have limits as to how much we can do. We have to stay in our homes at certain times. We have to wear masks in certain places. We are not allowed to approach someone, social distancing, and we have to know our limits between each other. But also as Armenians, we've learned our limits with this past war. We learned, especially as a diaspora, how much we truly can do. We learned that from a distance, there's only so much we can accomplish. Financially, there's only so much we can achieve. And there's only so much ability we have to provide and procure weapons and other munitions for our soldiers. But at the same time, we learned how to overcome these limits. We learn that we are not confined, but we push them. This is why we have the Facebook Live now. This is why we have moved from the church to here, so we have more social distancing. Also, we've learned through the war that we may have known this, but we didn't do it, we can communicate with our representatives and our senators. I know some of us have, but even more so now. We learn that we, as a community, can gather around a concept, around a movement, and raise $250,000 for Armenia. This is not new. Limits are not new. We've always known we have limits. And as children, and I said in Armenian, as adults, sometimes we tell children, in Armenian, Sahmanet Kitsir, know your limits. When a child is given Halloween candy, and they start eating and eating and eating, the parent usually says, know how much you can have. Know your limits. Don't do too much. But we also realize that the limits we have in life, very often we put upon ourselves. They are not real limitations. They are limits that we can erase and redraw at other points. But it's all up to us. There's a story of a family that goes to the circus. And as they go to the circus, they're going around and they're looking, and they go to the elephant cage. And they see this huge elephant that's standing there. And the elephant's moving around, as it always does, very slow and very deliberately. And they see that on this elephant's back leg, there is a chain, a very thin chain tied to a stake in the ground. And they wonder why this elephant, as huge and as strong and massive as it is, does not break that chain and get away. And so the daughter, seeing this, asks the father. She says, Dad, why doesn't this elephant just break free and run off into the wilderness and live its life? And the father explains that when this elephant is small, when it is a newborn, they put this chain on it, which at that time can hold the elephant in place. And it tries to pull away, and it can't go. As it grows, it still tries to pull, but it realizes there's something pulling it back. And so it no longer tries to break free. It believes that it is not strong enough to break free and live in the wild. So it always stays attached to this very thin chain. Until it gets to be a huge, massive elephant, it still does not believe it can break free because it has been taught, it has been programmed to believe it is weak. And so it always remains captive and never tries anything else. And the father goes on to say, so often people are the same. They think they know their limitations because at one time it happens, and they never try again. So often we live our lives like the elephant. So often we remember a limitation. We remember something we did in the past, and we can't do it anymore, we think. I used to be able to do handstands. I couldn't, understand. I used to be able to do a handstand. Now I can't. but I don't try. I think because I believe it already, and so I don't do it. And that fear, that limitation we have in our minds, prevents us from growing and from truly living our lives. Yesterday was the feast of the presentation of Mary, the Mother of God, to the temple. We remember when Mary, the Mother of God, was brought to the temple and dedicated to the temple, dedicated to God. And we know Mary's story. We know how she was a young girl, she was engaged, and then an angel of the Lord, Gabriel, comes to her and says, "You will conceive and bear a child, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people." And what is Mary's reaction? She immediately responds, "I can't do that. How is that possible? I don't know a man. How am I going to do this?" She automatically says all the limits she has. And the angel responds to her, saying, "Remember, with God, all things are possible." That is to say, with God, there is no limitation. There are no limits. There are no boundaries. There is nothing stopping you from achieving what I have told you you will do. And this is how we have to live our lives, both here in America and how Armenia has to live. Because we already hear all the limitations, all the restrictions, all the problems that Armenia is going to have. It can't do this because this. It can't do that because that. And we have a laundry list of things of why we can't achieve something. But like the elephant, we're chained. We have the strength of the elephant, but we have the mentality also. And it is up to us to break that mentality, to break that chain, and to be free of all we are programmed to believe. The true strength comes from God, both in our lives and in Armenia. And we have to break free, push our limits, and decide that God, who is with us, will determine how far we can go. Not us, and not anyone else. So in this Advent season, this is the first Sunday of Advent in the Armenian Church, I encourage each of us to see the limits that we think we have. Recognize truly if they are real limits or if we have put those limits on ourselves through life. And to use God as the one who will break those limits, who will break those chains and will allow us to live a real, true, fruitful life. Because we remember what Christ said. If you have the grain of a mustard seed's faith, you can move mountains, the impossible. You can uproot trees and replant them. And you can also break the chains that hold you back and prevent you from truly living the life God has given you to live. Amen.